Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus wants you always to remember that he loves you so very, very much. More than you love your mommy, more than you love your daddy, more than you love your favorite toys. As we sing the word yes, nod your head up and down and give yourself a hug when we sing, Jesus loves me, and point to yourself when we sing me.
Jesus loves me, this
Jesus wants you to be a happy sunbeam, trying to please him each day. Jesus is proud of you when you do your best. Let's make a circle over our heads like a big sunshine and sway as we sing, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam.
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way, try to please.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Why do the people sing to Jesus and honor him?
Because they loved him and he helped them.
That's a good answer. Because they loved him and he was so kind and good and helped them. Question 2. What did the people think Jesus was going to become when they saw Jesus riding on a donkey?
A king.
That's right. They thought he was going to become a king, and they were so excited. Question 3. When you obey mommy and daddy, or sing happy songs about Jesus, or you're kind to others, what are you showing Jesus?
That I love him.
You're showing him that you love him. Our lesson today is Animals to Ride, Revelation 19:11.
I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True.
Jesus made the animals for us to enjoy. I really enjoy the animals. I hope you do, too. Jesus also made it so that animals could help us in many ways. One way animals help us is by carrying people. What kind of animals have you seen people ride on before?
Ponies. I was at a place, it's called Leonie Meadows, and I was riding on a pony.
Did you love it?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun. Have you seen any other animals people ride on before?
Camels.
What kind of animal could you ride to go quickly?
Yeah, a horse.
A horse. A horse is one of the fastest animals you could ride. Some horses, called quarter horses, can go almost as fast as a car for a short time. That would be pretty fast. People also ride camels and donkeys and mules. A mule is an animal that has a donkey for a father and a horse for a mother. Mules are very smart. They're also very sure-footed, which makes them really good at carrying people and things on narrow mountain paths. Mules are very patient and can carry heavier things than horses can. If you need help going up a steep hill, which animal would you ride?
Donkey.
Good choice. In some countries, people even ride on cows. A cow has a stronger back than a horse. Can it run as fast? A cow can't run as fast. But if you want to train a cow for riding, you have to start when it's young. What about a big animal to ride? You remember from our guessing game? The elephant is the biggest and strongest animals that people usually ride. Asian elephants are very, very strong. They also weigh more than a car. They used to be ridden to carry logs out of the forest. Maybe you've even had a chance to ride an elephant at a circus. There's one bird that people ride on. It's not a blue jay. It's not a penguin. It's not an eagle. Those would be much too small. The biggest bird in the world, the ostrich, has been trained to run races with people riding on its back. Wouldn't that be fun to see? In our Bible storybook, John saw Jesus riding on something. Do you remember what it was? He saw Jesus riding on a beautiful white horse. What special thing will happen when Jesus comes riding on a white horse through the sky?
The people that are gonna come in heaven with him.
Jesus will take us back up to heaven with him. Would you like to see Jesus riding on a horse someday?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I want to see when Jesus comes. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Psalm 18:1. I will love you, O Lord. Now let's learn it in a scripture song. I'm so glad you joined me today. Wasn't it fun learning about different animals you can ride on? If you want to hear more of the Seed Pod and other programs, you can go to startingwithjesus.com. Make sure to get your coloring picture, and I'd love to see it. Can you show me a copy? Seed Pod at startingwithjesus.com. Let's fold our hands and let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for making the animals. We love them. Thank you that they are our helpers. And thank you that you will come riding on a white horse someday. We can't wait to see you in person. Please be in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is More About Jesus. As you learn the words, sing with us.
More about Jesus I would know, more of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness, more of his love.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.